USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Brooklyn DA's office say a 32-year-old man acted in defense of his own life and those around him. He was on a Manhattan-bound A train when a 36-year-old started a fight with him and pulled out a gun. The man grabbed the suspect's gun and fired at him. He's now in critical condition. Georgia DA Fawnie Willis is accepting the resignation of her deputy prosecutor. In a written statement Friday, prosecutor Nathan Wade says he's stepping down from the case in the interest of democracy and to move the case forward as quickly as possible. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee on Friday ruled that Willis can remain on former President Trump's election interference case. The Biden administration is being ordered to spend the money that Congress appropriated for a border wall. Texas Judge Drew Tipton, who's a Trump appointee, blocked the federal government from redirecting the $1.4 billion. In his ruling, the judge claimed the border wall would result in fewer illegal aliens entering the country. The governor of Ohio says people in his state came together in the aftermath of some devastating storms.
I asked some of the law enforcement, you know, how in the world did you check all the places? And they got it done. But we also had neighbors who were watching out for neighbors.
Republican Mike DeWine toured some of the damage in the north central part of the state. Three people died in one tornado. Heavy damage was reported in different areas of Ohio after five tornadoes were confirmed in the state. Spring is getting warmer across the U.S. That's according to a recent analysis from Climate Central, which found the average springtime temperature has gone up by 2.2 degrees Fahrenheit in nearly 230 cities since 1970. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Alec Baldwin wants the Rust manslaughter case against him to be dropped. In 2021, cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed by Baldwin's gun when it went off on the movie set. Although the actor, who's also a Rust producer, says he never pulled the trigger, Baldwin is set to stand trial in July for involuntary manslaughter. The same charge the movie's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, was convicted of earlier this month. Mike Pence is not backing his old boss for president.
I cannot in good conscience endorse Donald Trump in this campaign.
The former VP said Trump does not promote the same conservative values they pushed during their 4 years together. While he would not say who he's voting for, he said he absolutely will not vote for President Biden. The Biden administration wants to crack down on junk fees for college students and student loan borrowers. As part of the president's 2025 budget request, the administration is pushing to do away with student loan organization fees, which are the percentage of the loan amount that's considered a processing fee. The fee rates range from 1% to 4%. Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, is now available on Disney+. It hit the streaming service on Thursday, a day earlier than originally announced. The movie raked in more than $260 million at the global box office to become the highest-grossing concert film of all time. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.